إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، يرحمك الله. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما من به علينا من نعم كثيرة ظاهرة وباطنة، أعظمها أن هدانا الله سبحانه وتعالى للإسلام ولاتباع سنة خير الأنام محمد بن عبد الله عليه من الله سبحانه وتعالى أزكى الصلاة أفضل الصلاة وأزكى السلام. Indeed, we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for His endless bounties upon us. Many are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. The greatest of all is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Al-Islam and to follow the sunnah of the best of mankind, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والهداية للإسلام منة وهدية من الله سبحانه وتعالى يختص بها من يشاء من عباده. To be guided to Islam, it is a gift from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. It is a bounty and a gift from Allah that can come only from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This precious gift, Allah give it to whom He wills from His servants. فليس الهداية بكثرة الأموال ولا بالحسب ولا بالنسب، ولكن هي منة وهدية من الله سبحانه وتعالى. To be guided to Islam has nothing to do how much money a person have, achievement in the life, what country he or she they may be from, Arab or not Arab. Rather has something to do with one thing. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore it is incumbent upon us to thank Allah often for this precious gift, which is guidance to Islam. Especially us, we didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We didn't live with him in the same town to see closely his beautiful manners and generosity. We didn't sit in his lectures or his khutbah in Jumu'ah. Yet, many people actually don't even speak his language, can't even speak Arabic, but they believed in him and they love him. They cry when they hear his seerah and his biography. That shows this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to utilize these gifts properly so that we can benefit from it in this life and in the hereafter. ولا يفوتني أيضا أن أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما من به علينا من هذا اللقاء الطيب مع إخوة لنا نحبهم في الله هنا في مسجد عباد الرحمن في مدينة مريات الجوش. Likewise, indeed we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mah, for allowing us to gather today at this present moment and time with our family of Muslims here at Masjid Ibad al-Rahman, Marietta, Georgia, which I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the community here prosper. May Allah grant you success in this life and the hereafter. And may Allah grant us all and the Muslims tawfiq and success in this life and paradise in the next one. Ameen. I would like to thank you as well for the good job you have done in renovating the masjid. It's been a couple months since I was here last time when the Sheikh Hassan al-Banna was here, hafidhahullah. That was in January actually, 5 months ago. Aina, Sheikh was here on the 5th of January. Exactly, on the 5th. And when I came today, I almost not recognized the masjid. But alhamdulillah, I recognized the people and the cheerful faces. Today the general lecture, I'm not going to be reading from a book or nothing. I have the Talatat Usul with me, alhamdulillah. But we're just going to discuss some of the main important things in our religion in the light of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه وكذلك الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. This hadith that is agreed upon by الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم رحمهم الله. The hadith is sound on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah intends good for someone, will give them the fiqh of this religion, the correct understanding of this religion. Our beloved scholars, the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those whom we personally heard or read their explanation of this hadith, they all mention that this hadith is a great hadith. It's a great hadith from the great narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is because, for one, we were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عَبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Surah Al-Baqarah. O people, worship your Lord who created you and those who came before you, that you may be from those people who have taqwa. هذا إخبار من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah informing us in this ayah the purpose behind our creation. And then in Surah Al-Dhariyat in verse 56, Allah commands us to worship Him. قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. I have not created jinn and the human being except to worship me. ليعبدون أي ليوحدون. And the people, they worship Allah by the way of Tawheed. إخلاص العبادة لله. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They worship Allah by the way of sincerity, being sincere in that religion, in that worship. we devout and we perform all actions of worship sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we commanded with, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Bayyinah. And they were not commanded except that they should sincerely have the religion for Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created us for this great purpose. He didn't create us to maintain the oceans, to feed the birds or the fish in the water, or to maintain the skies and the stars. We cannot even maintain ourselves. Allah huwa razzaq. Huwa razzaq. Allah is the provider who provides for His creatures. Walhamdulillahi ala dhalik wa ala ni'amillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man yuridillahu bihi khayran, man yuridillahu bihi khayran faqihu bid-deen. Allah commanded us with worship to worship Him alone, but He didn't leave it for us to find out how to worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa alladhi khalaqana wa razaqana wa lam yatrukna hamala bal arsala ilayna rasula man ata'ahu dakhala al-jannah wa man asahu dakhala an-nar. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his book Thalathat al-Usul, the three fundamental principles. From those three fundamental principles that is incumbent upon everyone to have knowledge of, that and act upon them, أن الله خلقنا. That Allah, it is He who created us, no one else besides Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. ورزقنا. And He, the one who provides for our sustenance from the fresh air we breathe every moment, not just once a week or once a month. We only know what's going to be if we breathe only once a week. And from the fresh air we breathe and the fresh water we drink and the variety of food, fruits, vegetables and the like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us with intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us with health, sound mind, and everything we need. Allah has created everything for us and made it subjected to our use so that we can excel in this responsibility that Allah has put on us. ونعبد الله سبحانه وتعالى بما شرعه الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه وعلى لسان نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on what He subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated in His book Al-Qur'an Al-Azim or upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالدِّينُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. هذا الدين الإسلامي هو من عند الله. This religion of Islam, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its origin is from Allah, not from this country or the other, not from this tribe or the other, not from this man or the other. This deen of Islam is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arsala rasulah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam للثقلين جميعا وأنزل عليه كتابا هو القرآن العظيم مهيمنا على جميع الكتب السابقة وأمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى باتباع الكتاب وبطاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ورتب الله سبحانه وتعالى على ذلك أجرا عظيما في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. الله سبحانه وتعالى has chosen this religion of Islam for us. Inna deena inda Allah is Islam. The religion with Allah is Islam. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Whoever chose to be on a religion other than Islam will never be accepted from such a person, and on the hereafter will be amongst the losers. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all mankind. Not just to the people, to the human being, no, to all, the human being and the jinn. And he revealed to him a book, Al-Qur'an al-Azim, the best book. And Allah commands everyone to follow this book, the Qur'an, and to follow and adhere to the teachings of this man, this prophet, the seal of the prophet and all messengers, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. فالدين ليس باستحسان الرجال ولا بآرائهم ولا بأهوائهم ولا بطرقهم المخترعة الكثيرة ولكن هو بالاتباع. اتبع كما قال تعالى اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. So the religion, if someone wants to be upon the correct Islam, yes, you can. Nobody can bump you and deprive you from this. You want to be on the correct religion? Yes, you can. You just have to find the religion in its proper sources. The Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person can, yes, guarantee that he or she will be on correct religion, practicing the correct Islam, if they take Islam from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the best place, and whoever follows them upon that good, from A'immat al-Huda, from the great scholars of the deen. Islam is not taken from the desires of the people, nor from the opinions of men, nor from the innovative ways that people they innovated and they made up for themselves. Allah preserved the Quran, alhamdulillah. Unlike the other books, previous books, now people they take some from and add some. But this book is mahfuz. Allah said in the Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." Allah, it is He who revealed the book, the Quran, and Allah promised to protect the book and to preserve it. No one can add one letter to the book of Allah. And if someone does it, he will be exposed. Can't go no far with that. It was a story that I heard from one of the mashayikh, that this person who was a non-Muslim, and he came and talked to some Amir of a place, this ruler, like a governor of this area. The governor, when he heard that this man is investigating about Islam, as Muslim, alhamdulillah, generosity, we want good for the people, so he took good care of him and let him stay with him for a while and give him nice food and even a gift. And then he invited him to Islam. The man said thank you, but let me think about it. A couple of weeks later, this man was brought to the governor while his hand tied down, like in our terms, handcuffs. What this person do? They said, this man here, will find him trying to sell this book, which is, he claims this is the Quran, But this man adds some stuff into it. This man changed one ayah in the Quran. And who brought him? Laymen. Somebody who wants to buy the book from him. Because at that time they didn't have printing. They have some people who have nice handwriting. And they write the Quran. You give them the money. I don't know how much they charge. Can you imagine there was no printing all times? No internet, no iPads. You want a copy of the Mus'haf? You have to write it yourself. Or if you don't know how to write, you got to hire somebody to write you a copy. That's how they used to do before. This man, this non-Muslim, has a good handwriting. Beautiful. So he wrote a copy of the Quran and took it to the souq, to the markets. Beautiful calligraphy. But he has changed something, some ayah in the Quran. So people, they want it, and then finally the one who paid a higher price, as he was reading it, he find out that there is this ayah added and changed. It's not from the Quran. He didn't tell the man, listen man, take your book and give me my money. He said, man, I'm not going to let you go until I take you to the authority. You cannot add anything or tamper or play with our book. So the governor said to the man, subhanAllah, your affair is amazing. A couple of weeks ago, you came to my house, took good care of you. It's amazing. We brought some of the ulama here, talked to you about Islam. You didn't accept Islam, and we took care of you, and you told us that you are interested in Islam. But now you went to the market and tried to sell to the people another book that is not ours, and pretending that this is the book, our book, the Quran. Why would you do such thing? He says, I tell you what I've done that. But before that, let me say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Alright? He says, before I tell you what happened, let me tell you now, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The governor says, man, why didn't you say it before? Man, if you said it then, I don't know what I would give you. I was so, at that moment, if you would accept Islam then, I don't know, man, you could ask me for anything, I could give it to you as a gift. But now you're coming to me after you tried to corrupt our book. He says, look, I did it for a reason. I said, why? What is your reason? He says, look, if you're not a Muslim, he said, you Muslims, you believe in this book. You love this book. But we, he says, we're not Muslims. This book doesn't mean much to us. But I had to find a way to value this book of yours. He says, look, I went to the books of the Jews, the Jews, and I wrote nice, I have a nice handwriting, and I add so many, I put some stuff over there, people, they say thank you, and they took it, pay me a lot of money. Nobody asked any question. I did the same thing with the Bible, with the Christians. Beautiful handwriting, I add a lot of things, man, so it's amazing. They all read it like, man, this is good. This is some good stuff. You have more? He says, now I came to... I said, let me do this with the Quran. He says, the first book. He said, the other ones, I sold so many, you know, copies. I make good money, good living. He says, no, the first copy, I gave it to a layman. He's like, wait a minute. Don't move. You added something that doesn't supposed to be here. Wait a minute. Oh, that's my mistake. No, a mistake. You said that to the governor. Now I give you your money back. No, I don't care about the money. Now you want to tamper with our book? No, you're not going to get out of this one easy. He said, that's why I know this book, man. That something is special about this book. And it's indeed, this is a special book. Protected by Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking to you from the bottom of my heart, man, you know. No formalities now today. In this talk, this is a general talk, straight from me to you. Alright? So, all of it for me? Huh? I don't know. Huh? I don't know, man. Hey, subhanAllah. If somebody wants something, before I take it home, right? So now we're trying Ya Quran wa Ya Akhawat in this lecture here. Because inshallah, I talk to my brothers, Hafidhahum Allah. And inshallah, I may be coming every other Saturday. But today, mashallah, I'm just here to share with you something that, mashallah, hopefully will be a benefit for myself and for all my brothers and my sisters. So if we want to practice Islam correctly, yes we can. We just have to make an effort to learn the correct Islam, the proper Islam, from its proper sources. Once again, the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the companions and the great scholars of Islam who followed them upon that good. And this is very important to remember, because especially for us Muslims, who they may be born in Muslim countries, whether in Asia, India, Malaysia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, and name it, the Gulf countries, Saudi, Qatar, Bahrain, and all of that, Syria and all Yemen, and then come to Africa, Egypt, Morocco, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Senegal, Mauritania, Mali, Chad, Sudan, Somalia, and then many other countries that they don't have the majority as Muslims, like Nigeria, Ghana, Gambia, and many other countries, Cameroon. Now, when you find people, they are born in a Muslim countries or born to a Muslim family, and we may grow up knowing only Islam to be that which we've seen our parents doing, practicing, our family, our neighborhood, and our community and society. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and success to read His book more often with the understanding of the great scholars, like these books right here, Tafsir al-Tabari, Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Sa'di. And when Allah, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and our eyes to read Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sunan Abu Dawood, and many other books of Aqidah, of Tawheed, then it is incumbent upon us to take the path of the truth, of the Haqq. Even though for years we've been doing it in one way, but there is only one right way. The Arabs don't have their own way to practice Islam, and those from Pakistan, they have their own way to practice Islam. The Africans in Africa, they have their own way to practice Islam. The rich people have their own way to practice Islam. No, this is not right. Everybody should practice one deen, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why this hadith is very important. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ بِالدِّينِ. If Allah intends good for a person, He will give them the correct understanding of the religion. You'll be able to understand correctly the ayats of the Quran. You'll be able to understand the correct meanings of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't understand it according to our desires, according to our area and environment. Now we understand them, the correct understanding. What exactly Allah wants from us in this ayah or in this hadith. The ulama, they mention, because when you have the correct understanding of fiqh, you will act correctly. Somebody who understands something, he will do it right, right or wrong. SubhanAllah, you may buy a mixer, a juicer, but if you don't read the what come with it?
Instruction.
Some people don't even read that. They think they're smart. Smart than the one who made the mixture. If you're that smart, won't you come up with someone better than that? Why you go to Walmart looking for some sales? Try to make some, looking for coupons in here and there. Man, listen, read the instructions, right or wrong. Why they give you the machine with the instructions? For many reasons. For one, they know you're not the one who made it. And for two, they don't want you to make the slightest mistake, and you may shut down the whole machine and burn it, and you may even burn out a lot of other things. So it's good to read instructions. That's the easiest way to benefit from that machine. Likewise, we want to make it to the Jannah, we have to read instructions that make us to the Jannah, the right way, the easiest way, the straight way, not our ways. Not our ways. Every one of us want to find out how he's going to make it to the Jannah. We all know, subhanAllah, it's amazing. We're no strangers, especially in our times, we're no strangers of following instructions and directions. Actually, to come here, I follow directions, GPS. They tell me turn right, I don't make no left. I listen to them. I don't even know who is talking to me. But they say make right, I made right. They say get off this highway, I'm gone. I say, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm going straight. Yeah, going straight. I've been in Louisiana right now. And you, brother and sister, still waiting. Where is the brother? Yeah, the brother is stubborn. That's why. He listens to directions. But you listen to directions, alhamdulillah, as long as from trustworthy, you know, sources, you'll be okay, inshallah ta'ala. But we have to listen to instructions, the instructions of the Quran, the instructions in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we believe that this is the deen of Allah, so why are we going to come up from the different angles? We cannot add anything to this deen. Can anyone add something to this deen? I'm asking you. Yes or no? No, obviously. The answer is no. Why? Because Allah says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. SubhanAllah. This day I have completed this religion. Who says this religion is complete? Allah. That's His religion. And He says it's complete. So why is it that some people, they add something to it that is not from it? Okay, those people, they added whatever reason, they don't know, maybe they're ignorant, maybe they're doing it for a purpose, for money, maybe they're not that Muslim and that studious, they don't care, maybe they think there's another way to the paradise, or they just want to mislead some people. Listen, this is not the way, you gotta do it our way. But for them, to get you to their way, they have to get you from your resource. Alright or wrong? If somebody wants to get you in his track, what he has to do? Get you out of yours first. So now we believe that this deen is complete. So if somebody introduces something that is not from it, so why we be happy and take it? No, this is very important. We say, hold on, before I do anything, before I say anything, I'm going to do a religious act, whether it's related to an action of the heart, actions of tongue, actions of the limbs. Hold on, is this is from the deen? He got to be legislated by Allah, because this is the deen of Allah. And Allah has completed and perfected this religion. There is no such thing, 99% of which from Allah and 1% is left for us to figure out. None of that. It's 100%. All we have to do is to follow. As Allah tells us, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. ما قال اتبعوا أهواءكم ولا أَرَى النَّاسِ. Allah didn't say follow your desires, whatever you think is right. No, He said follow what it was revealed to you from your Lord. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Follow and do not innovate. You have been given enough. Follow what? Follow that which said, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Follow that which He was revealed to you from your Lord. And what is revealed to us from our Lord? Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If we follow this, we'll be safe. There is no way for safety except this way. You have been given enough. Do not innovate. Do not. Yes, you wanna innovate something in painting? Yes. Go ahead, man. Mix what you can. Come up with something nice. Yes, you wanna have some innovations in painting, in mowing, in cars? Go ahead. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Bring us a nice engine, man, that Allahu Akbar. They give you 3,000 miles per gallon. We make dua for you, that Allah make you successful. Alright, you want to innovate some ways to make things easy for the people as related to their livelihood, as related to whatever? Inshallah. But don't innovate in this deen of Allah. When you come to the deen of Allah, everybody should humble themselves and follow. But who really follow? Those who have good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adab. Don't we respect our parents? We do or we don't? We do. We are commanded. It's not a choice. We respect our parents, father and mother, not by choice. Not if they give me what I want, I respect them. They don't give me, forget about that. No. This is a command from Allah, whether they give us what we want or they don't. Because keep in mind, especially this for the young one, for the children, when your parents don't give you something, it's not because they don't like you or because they don't want you to have it, or because they have a reason that thing at that moment is not good for you, right? Huh? You're real, you understand that, right? Alhamdulillah. See, what's your name? Allah Akbar, see, he knows. MashaAllah. Likewise, those who have good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they apply the commands of Allah. If Allah says follow this, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants only good for us. If Allah tells us to stay away from this, you should know that this is evil, bad. Even the shaitan make it look beautiful. Even the shaitan call us to it. Even so many people are doing it. But if Allah, that's all we need. If Allah said this is bad, doesn't matter. SubhanAllah. Cigarettes is bad. Haram. But certain people, they say cigarettes are bad. My doctor smoked, man. I went to the doctor and he was smoking. Look at this. They bring you this justification. He said, you tell me cigarettes are bad. Well, doctor is smoking. All right, your doctor smoking. That makes cigarettes a good thing? No, it's not. But alhamdulillah, if Allah tells us something that is good, we do it. Even though we're struggling, we cannot do it today or the whole of it. Let's tomorrow try our best, be sincere to do it. And if tomorrow we're still struggling, let us struggle next day. It's like someone who's working out. Someone who never run anywhere. I'm going to go Stone Mountain Park. You know Stone Mountain Park, right? I'm going to... Like, this is person, 45 years old, alright? Yeah, it's 45 years old, and didn't run for maybe 3-4 years, or 5, out of shape. Now he's like, I'm going to go a mountain, I'm going to go up and down 3 times. That person, you're looking at him, he couldn't even make it halfway. Alright? But you're going to go and you see other people older than you, man, they went up and came back. No problem, because they've been doing it consistently. If we're struggling to read more Quran, let us read some. And then tomorrow read a little bit more. Next day read more. If you're struggling to come to the Fajr, at the Adhan time, alhamdulillah, come at the Iqamah time. But say to yourself tomorrow, why are these people? What's different between them? Why? They better than me for what reason? They have 6 legs? That's why they faster than him? And they got 2 legs just like me. They're human beings, just like me. No, I'm gonna try to beat at least one of them. Oh, there's all 10 of them, they came before me?
tomorrow I'm going to be the 10th person, not the 11th. See how? This is how we have this mentality that will help us. And read more about the importance of coming early to the masjid, for example. See, when it comes to money, we all know what to do. If some of us are struggling coming early, why? What this man is talking about? What's in it? No, there is a lot in it. Those who come early to the masjid and sit in the first row, they better than those who come after them and sit in the second row. With Allah, not with somebody else. With Allah, and that's what counts the most. So can you imagine now if somebody in a community, a rich person, this man is very rich, alhamdulillah, he don't even know what to do with the money. He sent so many people to Hajj. He paying the rent of all of the poor and the widows in the community, like in the whole state or states. Subhanallah, this man paying the tuitions of, he built so many masjids, built schools, bridges, clinics. Still have a lot of money. What am I going to do with money? What am I going to do? Oh, let's incite my brothers. See who's going to come early to the masjid, and he's going to listen. This row, the first row, holds 25 people. Anyone who prays, any salat, Fajr, Duhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, he will get $1,000. Those in the first row will get $1,000 cash each. Those who pray in the second row get $100. And those who pray in the third row get $10, and that's it. Not because I'm stingy. I'm teaching you something here. Alright, what do you think we will do if the brother is in our community? What do you think we'll be doing? Huh? Sleep in a masjid. But Allah didn't want us to sleep in a masjid, subhanAllah. But now we're willing to sleep for money. Did Allah tell us the only way you get the reward for Salat al-Fajr if you sleep in the masjid? No, Allah didn't say that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What people would do, those who didn't sleep, what would they do? Will come early. How early? Enough to get a spot in the first row. What's wrong with $100? $100 is not money? Huh? Why people don't care about the second row anymore? Why? Huh? Extra zero. Ain't that? Because now there is something better in the first row. Let me tell you one thing. You think a person will come alone and he has like 4 children in the house? You think he will like we do, just, I don't care, man. He's sleeping, so that's on him. You think we will have that attitude then? What will we do? Get everybody. Why? Now you do the math now. Everybody has this little calculator now. 6 children, 6,000 times 5, 30,000. 30,000 what? A day. Man, that brother can't buy a 300,000 house cash or not. He can or he cannot? How long it take him? Huh? 10 days. 10 days. Like my brother Habila says, they will camp right here. They will bring some peanut butter jelly sandwiches. And they're gonna sleep right there. Nothing. I think actually it may get ugly. Don't you think so? Don't you think people may fight for it? Alhamdulillah. Actually, other people they may sue for the dunya. Other people may even turn it to a business. Very wrong. He's going to hire some Mexicans, man. They're not even Muslims. Put a cool fees on every one of them. Tell them, hey, you want to make $50? See? People be creative when it comes to money. He's going to hire some Mexicans. 25, all of them. Give him cool fees. Say, guys, you're going to stay here. $50 times 5, 250 a day. All you have to do is stay here. Alright? We're going to get you food, but no bed stuff. That's it. If you know somebody in your family, they're struggling with money, don't you call, hey, where you at? It's 2 spots, I'm still here, where you at? I'm in the parking lot making a phone call. Making a phone call? Come on, man, there's 2 spots empty in the first row. You want $1,000 or what? Okay, what are they going to do? If they want it, they're going to come. They drop the call. Actually, they will throw the phone, the cell phone away. Especially if that brother who has that money says, I'm doing this only for 1 month. What do you think now? People will be busy with their wives and children? You think people will be busy watching Barcelona and Real Madrid? You think people will spend half an hour in front of the masjid talking about what Obama gonna do to win the elections? You think people do that? The only people that may do that, those who have more money than the first one, than the one who making that offer. Because when somebody says, what are you talking? 1,000. He said, I give you 1,000, just leave me alone. I got money. Okay, somebody have money may have that approach. But can somebody in his right mind say, listen, I got enough reward? Can somebody in his right mind, for real, when we all hear the rewards of the first row, based on the ayahs, the Quran, the sunnah of the Prophet, we hear it in the khutbah, we hear it in the classes, we hear it from one another, and can anyone in his right mind said, when somebody tell him, Akhi, come on, the first row, Akhi, you go ahead, don't worry about me, it's as though he's saying, Akhi, you go get the reward, I got enough for the Jannah, man, I'm already there. The Prophet ﷺ said in our authentic hadith, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى قِيلَ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخْلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى وَفِي نِوَايَ دَخْلَ النَّارِ. The Prophet ﷺ says, all of my followers will enter al-Jannah except those who refuse. SubhanAllah. The companions, they were amazed. And they asked this very important question. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who will refuse? Who's this person who will refuse the Jannah? The Prophet ﷺ explained to them how certain people will refuse the Jannah. He said to them, Man ata'ani dakhal al-Jannah. Whoever obey me will enter al-Jannah. And whoever disobeyed me has indeed refused the Jannah. How many times do we refuse the Sunnah? SubhanAllah. May Allah have mercy on us. We hear the narrations, we read them, and we go against them just like that. There is no justification, unless if there is a valid one in the legislation. There is no justification unless it is legislated in the deen of Allah. Then, mashallah, doesn't matter what the people say about you. No, you gotta, you cover. Because you have a reason. Not you made up yourself. Now you have a reason in the deen. That when you stand in front of Allah, Allah will accept this from you. And may Allah accept from us. And may Allah protect us. And forgive us our shortcomings. We're negligent. When it comes to the deen of Allah, many of us are negligent. I'm talking about myself. And I hope you are better than me. And may Allah make us better all. So, having correct understanding of the deen, first relate to having the correct understanding in the affairs of the i'tiqad. Tawheed, shirk, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He likes, what He don't like, what He loves, what He hates. Knowing Tawheed and shirk, why? Because التوحيد هو أعظم ما أمر الله به أعظم ما أمر الله به التوحيد إخلاص العبادة لله وأعظم ما نهى عنه سبحانه وتعالى الشرك. Why this matter is very important, and that's why you find all of the prophets and the messengers, they focus on it, توحيد and shirk. Because the greatest of all commands that Allah commands us with is توحيد, greater than the salat, than fasting, than hajj. The greatest command, is the command of Tawheed. Sincerely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest prohibition is shirk. Why? Because shirk nullifies all the deeds. Wal'iyadu billah. That's why you find the messengers, all of them, they call their people to Tawheed and they forbade them from shirk. This is the falah. This is the way to success. And we get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Lordship, the worship, the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise from the fiqh, fiqh al-ibadat. Now I'm just going to give you like a preview, if you want to call it like that. We may deal with this in details, insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next time, if Allah allow us to be here. I would like to be here, insha'Allah ta'ala. If Allah allow us to be here, then we're going to discuss in details these four categories of fiqh. Fiqh al-i'tiqad wa fiqh al-ibadat. The fiqh of the first one is the fiqh of belief. Understanding the belief correctly. It's not enough to just believe in Allah. Okay, you believe in Allah? Yes, I believe in Allah. Tell me something about that. Or if you look at it that way. No, I don't want to look at it that way. Tell me what Allah says. Look at it down. Now we're going to be looking? Nah. You're going to like say this. To believe in Allah consists of four things: His existence, His Lordship, His worship, His name and attributes. And when you're talking to somebody with that, with knowledge, give you certainty. You're sure. Then those people, they're going to listen to you. Because they know this man, he knows what he's talking about. It's like you're driving and you go into that very important appointment and you got 10 minutes and they're going to close the doors and you got lost in downtown. Now, you know, if you have an hour, you're going to go around and try to throw this or try this. Now you got 10 minutes. Now what you want to do? He said, no, let me ask somebody. I can't take a risk, because if I go over here and get stuck in the highway, it takes me 10 minutes just to get out of the highway. Forget about it. The interview is gone. Opportunity is gone. Now what the person do? He pull over and ask somebody, right? Usually we don't ask anybody. What if you ask somebody, the first one, excuse me, how can I get to this? And the person is like, where you want to go? I'm going to go this. You repeat this 5 times, he still didn't even get it. What that tell you? The man don't know the place. He don't know the place. You say, thank you, sir. You keep moving. No, because you just wasted 30 seconds. Valuable 30 seconds. You have only 9 minutes and a half now. Now you move on to another person. Excuse me, sir. Yes, sir. How can I get to this? Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. If I'm not mistaken, what are you going to do now? Huh? So you're later, brother. Have a good day. You're done, because you just wasted another 30 seconds. But usually who you ask? A taxi driver, right? Hopefully you don't fall into someone who just is his first day. Just came from JFK, man, you know? Right from Bangladesh, or from Egypt, or Morocco, or from Gambia. That's his first day, man. Don't even know, have no clue. Yes, some people are like that. Okay, but usually taxi driver, they know. Who else you may ask for directions? And you're like, you're comfortable, that person going to give you a right direction. Police. I know. The police, because that's the city, they know. Sheriffs, I don't know about that. Sometimes sheriffs come from the county. Who else?
Postman.
Hey, postman, mailman. Who else? FedEx. UPS. These people, they know this thing. That's the city, man. They do it every day. These people, they can tell you where McDonald's is, man. And if it's open at that day or not, because that's where they get their breakfast. These people, they know the city. So if you ask a mailman and say, hey, where I get to this school? He may even know what's going on that day. Oh, you're going for the interview, huh? Oh, man, you got 9 minutes, man. He's going to tell you, oh, you're late, man. You got 9 minutes. He knows. That's why we ask the ulama. I'm not one of them. Most definitely, I'm not even nowhere close. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to know who we are and never transgress our possessions. We ask the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and when they tell us, we follow. Because the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, when they tell you something, they tell you based on the Quran and the Sunnah. Not based on whatever they think is right. No, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them that level. So in the ibadat as well, in the actions of worship, how you make wudu, how you make ghusl, how you make masjid, tayammum, how you pray. If you're sick, how you pray. If you're traveling, how you pray. Fasting, paying the zakat, making hajj, marriage, how you raise children, how you conduct your business, how you pay your rent, many things, ikhwan. How you drive even in the streets, that's for manners. Islam teaches us everything. How you use the bathroom. What do you do in the bathroom? You think we Muslims just go in the bathroom and do whatever we want to do? No. There is an etiquette that we do in there until we come out. There is an etiquette at the table when we eat it. Right or wrong? There is an etiquette before we go to sleep. Do we Muslims just go and lay on the bed and do anything? No, there is things if you want to be successful in this life and in the hereafter. If you want to get those rewards, like I gave you the example of the money, we have to follow the instructions. In everything. Not whenever we want to follow them. No. Because death is certain. Tomorrow is now. We cannot delay. I'm still young. When I grow up. Who told you grow up? Babies died in the womb of their mothers. I'm going to grow up. I'm only 19. When I'm 46. Who told you going to even be 20? But we don't delay. We make tawbah, we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, next time, if there is next time. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathiran. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu fiikum.